Good morning on today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Special guest here over the phone this morning. It's Big Jake with you. And very excited about not only this show, but getting to talk to this legend of country music, the one and only Joe DeMessina, joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting ready to take my 12-year-old to school here in just a minute.
There you go. See, hey, you
know. We're up and running. We are up and running already.
Yeah, just because you have 9 number ones and 16 top 40s, you're still mom to them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the most important gig I have.
Absolutely. So we're so glad to have you coming to the Washington County Fair July 10th this year. You know, we had such a successful run with the folks over there at the fairgrounds and everything that last year that we wanted to bring in some, you know, some great, you know, just something, tried to top that every single year. And we're so happy to have you over. Have you ever performed in the Southern Illinois region before or in Washington County? I mean, is this something that's kind of new territory for you coming to that area?
We've been in the area, but it's been a little bit. And, yeah, we're looking forward to coming back.
Yeah, it should be a great show. You know, Walker Montgomery opening for you. Tickets go on sale on Friday, starting at 8 a.m. at thewashingtoncountyfair.com. So the beauty, I just feel like, Jody, it's just one of those things when you have as many hits as you do, you just, you kind of have this, I heard Tracy Lawrence say it one day. He's like, I got just enough, you know, hits, and I mix in a few of my favorites and just all kinds. I got enough songs to where I can tour for however long I want to. You know, for however long it is. And I feel like you have so many, you have so many good ones that you have this body of work. Basically, that's what he was saying. You have this body of work that you can continue to work off of, you know, for as long as you feel like you want to play songs. And do you kind of look at it that way? Or is this something that you just want to do for the rest of your life? How do you kind of view touring still and going through that? Because, you know, you're a mom, you have kids, and it can be a grind, no doubt about it.
Oh, it's definitely a grind. I don't know if it's about my body of work. I think it's about the listener and the fan that is always finding it isn't always the hits that they sing or that they request. If they're, mm-hmm. they're out there, they're finding music in different ways, and they're like, we did a show a few weeks ago and they were yelling out requests at the end of the show, and these are deep album cuts coming from kids, you know, and they're singing every word, and I'm like, really? I can't even music. You know, so I mean, I think it's the listener and the fan that's willing to go out and find the music and to enjoy it and relate to it and grab a hold of that and come out to the shows, and that's what allows me to keep going. And we're up there; you can tell it from the minute we walk on stage. We come from a position of gratitude and fun. Like, we have so much fun out there. We love each other. The fans are so fun. And we're grateful. We're grateful to be out there. So none of that is taken for granted in the sense of, well, you know, I've done this and I'm just good. You know, it's like, no, man, I get to do this and it's so fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you, do you feel like you're at kind of a point in your career? The same thing kind of came up just recently, not that long ago. We had Dina Carter in concert here in the area, and it was... It was my... You sound like you have a story there before I keep going.
I love her. No, we just get in a mischief when we get together.
That's awesome.
Love each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It was my daughter. She's 4 years old. It was her first concert. And, you know, And now the only thing she wants to sing, she'll ask the, you know, the A word, the Alexa, in the house to always play Strawberry Wine. So you talk about kids asking for requests that are deep cuts on your albums and different things like that. Is it kind of fun a little bit in a sense to, you know, whenever you were, you know, you were in it full time, maybe before you became a mom and that was part of, you know, on your resume or whatever. Is it important and even more fun to see kind of the next generation? You had these fans who are now also moms and dads bringing their kids to the shows and they're singing your, it's almost like a circle of life kind of thing.
It is so fun to see that. I'm glad that you mentioned that. You do have generations of people at the show. You have kids that, people that grew up with it, and then they listen to it with their kids, and their kids like it. And again, it's just a position of gratitude. You know, none of that stuff can be taken for granted. And so, yeah, we're excited every time we get out there and we have fun and just hope people enjoy it.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have a new fan and my 4-year-old. We're going to have to play some music, you know, kind of get her introduced to Jody Messina. I'm sure she'll be singing Heads Carolina and Tails California before we know it.
As you should. As you should, my friend.
One last thing before we let you go. We're talking with Jody Messina in concert at the Washington County Fair, July 10th. It'll go on sale Friday, March 22nd at 8 a.m., thewashingtoncountyfair.com. Of course, you can always listen for your chance to win with your Southern Illinois concert.
And get your tickets soon.
Yes. Yeah.
It surprises me how fast things sell out. We're playing the Ryman here April 27th. I was like, I don't know if I can play the Ryman. I know that people are going to show up. That sucker sold out a month ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, my goodness, this is crazy. So get your tickets soon because I want to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. TheWashingtonCountyFair.com to get your tickets. One last thing before we let you go. I know you're on a time crunch. You're a busy mom this morning and everything.
Oh, yeah, got to get to school.
Yeah, absolutely. what can we expect from a Jody Messina show? What, you know, somebody that's never seen you in concert. I have never seen you in concert. I'm excited for this one. Like I said, I'm going to bring little one. Yeah, and I can't wait for that. But what can I expect from a Jody Messina show?
You know, we just have fun. You're going to hear the songs that you know, maybe a couple of them. We have new music coming out this summer, so you'll hear a couple of those songs and the stories behind them. But mostly, you just see us having fun and appreciating each other and really respecting and loving each other on stage. And it is so much enjoyment that I think the audience can feel that, and so I look forward to sharing that with you.
Jody Messina in concert, the Washington County Fair in Nashville, Illinois. That might be new for you too,
yes.
Jody. It might be new to
you. Yes, I know. I keep seeing Nashville on the calendar. I'm like, what? Oh, okay.
July 10th. Tickets go on sale 8 a.m. Friday morning, thewashingtoncountyfair.com. Get them before they sell out. A legend in country music and kind enough to grace us with her presence this morning over the phone and give us a little time. We appreciate it so much, Jody Messina. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in July. Thank you very much.
Yes, we'll see you soon.